most importantly to me is getting the feeling that there is some effort to create some minimal level of protection for players, no matter if they're 100 years old or whether they just left the game at 26.
Well, I think there was a formula came out by Jim Houston, which might work, and Tom is part of the Gene Upshaw Association, and I don't know him very well. So I know the guys that formed the NFL Players Association in 1958, and guys that you might remember, Dick Albin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Bob Walston of the Philadelphia Eagles, Billy Houghton of the Green Bay Packers, Gene Gedman of the Detroit Lions, Bill Pelichton of the Baltimore Colts, Chuck Dzedovich of the Washington Redskins, Kyle Rote of the New York Giants, Gordy Saltall of the 49ers, Jack Jennings, Chicago Cardinals at that time, Don Cole of the Cleveland Browns, and Creighton Miller was the lawyer who got this thing started. These guys really deserve, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of them got fired and traded and everything else. When you were a player rep then, the owners basically got rid of you, as soon as they could, because they did not want this to take place. And so these guys, to me, they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame for what they did to form the NFL Players Association. And when you're talking about money, it's been reported now that our executive director, Gene Upshaw, makes $3 million a year. So you got a six-year contract with the NFL owners right now. In the next 6 years, he'll make $18 million. I think he can live on that.